Hi, I'm Ava Level-Haman. I'm here in the Knox Writer's House. Happy to be in the Knox Writer's House. And in that house, I would like to read you this poem. The title of it is How One Became Two. And it's a poem in my new collection of poems titled Why the House is Made of Gingerbread from LSU Press. How One Became Two. When Gretel was small, she told the secret no one must ever tell. The ironing board stood between her and her mother, the woman ironing. What Gretel remembers is this, the iron sliding across the backs of her hands, and the freezing cold that came at first and spread up her arms to her chest, and how she stood back from the board, awed. The odd meat smell, the woman's long hair striking the air like cotton mouths, the single whir of the clock and the way it did not proceed. How Gretel herself seemed to grow a little taller, sandals and sunsuit gone, and her clothes become a white wool robe. And how her hair went white blonde and floated straight and fine on air currents the skin did not feel, mouth falling open in slow motion in nothing more than surprise, eyes fixed flat as an icon's. The iron made a clucking sound, and her hands, while she was staring at them, cold as snow, ignited. Flamed up yellow-red like fire forced before bellows, and it was all she could see, those burning hands. What might they do? What could she touch they would not destroy? The clock lurched forward at last, and she fell back and ran to the mirror. She thought she'd see a child in white wool with burning hands, but instead of one, she saw two, twins, a boy and a girl. The girl, with only a small diminishment in weight, looked down at her hands, opening and closing. She could see every line, knuckle, scar, unmistakable as initials. The boy felt quite hollow, and set about learning to do all over again. He found he was very clever and always afraid. That was a different mother. That was before the story began.